immigration law talk show presented by the renowned and amazing attorney, Shapir Ali. A unique perspective on immigration law by one of the highest rated lawyers in the Bay Area, California. Brought to you by the Shapir Ali Law Group PC and the Emmy Law Group Inc.
Hello, everybody. My name is Shapir Ali. I'm the president of the Shapir Ali Law Group. Our law firm is located in Newark, California. We handle immigration cases, including H-1Bs, family petitions, and also asylum and some deportation cases. Today, I am going to talk about the immigration interview, and I'm going to give you some tips about how an immigration interview is conducted. This video is just for educational purposes. So the disclaimer is basically that everything that I'm going to tell you here is purely for educational purposes, and you should not act or refrain to act solely based on the information I'm going to give you. First of all, most people who file for a family petition, especially in marriage petitions, end up in an interview. So it's something automatic usually whenever you're doing adjustment of status and you're in the United States, you have an interview. What this video is going to cover is purely for adjustment of status during an immigration interview. So I am not going to go over the question that they might ask you, because this can apply also to different circumstances. You can also have a petition filed by your employer for an immigrant visa, and they end up by questioning you for an interview. They might call you for an interview and they might question you on the case. But this is mostly to familiarize you with how it works at an interview at an immigration office, the USCIS office. So basically, first of all, when you go at the interview, they usually make you sit down. You have a letter, and the letter will pretty much, once you get that letter, you will have to give that letter to that person at the counter. And I am giving the example here mostly of San Francisco Bay Area situation and San Jose. And once you give that letter, they will call you in an officer's room for the interview. Depending if it's a marriage interview, you have to go with your spouse. If it's a parent's petition, you have to go with your parent, or your parent has to go with you, or vice versa. So the idea that for this video today is basically to kind of remove the myths that are out there, where people get very scared when they go at the USCIS office and they don't want to talk, or they fear so much that they don't even show up to the interview. I don't think there's any reason not to show up at an interview unless there are some major issues on your case. And at this point, it is highly recommended to have an attorney present with you. In fact, having an attorney by your side, the attorney will go in the interview process with you, will be sitting by your side, basically making sure that your rights are protected, and can also, down the road, stand as a witness on your case. So that's the reason you have an attorney present with you. And not everybody can go inside the immigration unless you're a licensed attorney, and sometimes they will allow interpreters inside the office. So I am going to go over, this is a quick guide, by the way, of the interview process. And first of all, you'll be notified of the interview. They usually send you a form, an I-797 notice, or sometimes it will just be issued on a piece of white paper where there will be a date and a venue where you have to go. And now they don't really mention the officer who's going to interview you. That doesn't make any difference, because the interview process pretty much covers the same kind of rules, and they will be conducted the same way most of the time. So first, what they will do, they will ask, the immigration officer will ask your attorney to accompany you and let you inside, and you will be sitting on one side and the attorney will be sitting on another side. And it's done not in a court settings, by the way. It's done inside a small office, just like my office here is a little bit bigger, actually. It's a small office on this, and you will be sitting at the desk with the immigration officer, where he will start his questioning. Most of the time, when he starts the questioning, there are a few procedures, and it depends on the place where you are. Again, I'll say that, because it might be, if you live in Arizona, it might be different. If you live in San Francisco, it's different. If you live in San Jose, it's a little bit different. But most of them will follow a general pattern. First of all, most of the time, they will go over the application with you. So for example, if it's an adjustment of status application, they will go over all the things that are inside this application, including if there were any changes in the meantime. For example, you have moved from one address to another. So you will want to mention that. And the officer will ask you a question about your name, address, where you live. And also, even if you put an address there, they will still ask you the question where you live. It might sound ridiculous, but the reason for that is that they want to make sure that you're not putting a mailing address instead of your real address. After he goes through the entire application with you, she will write or he will write in red usually all the correction that he or she has made. And during the corrections, he will note or she will note on the bottom the number of corrections she or he has done. And at the end, after counting all the corrections, they will ask you to review it and your attorney who's present with you to review it. And after that, the officer will ask you to sign on the bottom that those corrections are truthful. Before they even start all this, I forgot to mention, they will make you stand up and swear in. So don't panic because you're swearing in. That's a normal procedure. After going over the application, depending on your case, if it is a marriage petition, for example, then they will start questioning you about the marriage, for example. Where did you meet? Where did your spouse get married? What was the country? If you were married previously, where's the divorce decree and things like that. And marriage again, they will ask you also sometimes to provide more proof that you were married. For example, phone bills, pictures, financial documents together, bank statement, tax returns, and it can go on and on and on. So that's a normal process. Then after, if the officer is satisfied with all your questions, and again, this is just limited to telling you how the system works. It doesn't cover the detail of each interview because each interview is different, as you know, when it comes to the content of the interview. So after the officer is satisfied, there are three things that might happen. For one, he might approve your case right there, which doesn't happen oftentimes in the Bay Area. Or he will say he's going to review the case and give you an answer. And most of the time, they will give you an answer within 30 days. Or three, they will give you a denial right there. Or again, they will send you a denial to the mail. And you should not panic because you didn't get an answer at this point. So a few tips at the interview. First of all, speak clearly. Don't make up stories because that will be a lie that will put you in danger because lying to the immigration is a crime in itself. Also, what you need to do is to, if you don't understand English, make sure you bring an interpreter with you. It's very, very important that you have an interpreter with you. And I will recommend a certified interpreter. That means someone that is licensed to do that. You can bring a family member. Sometimes they will let them in, but sometimes they will refuse because that person can tamper with what you're going to say. The other tips I'm going to give you at the interview, make sure that you have your case prepared. Very, very important. If the officer, for example, would be looking for your birth certificate, the original birth certificate, even if you have provided a copy, they will want to see the original. Don't make it hard on the officer that you have to go through like hundreds of pages just to find the birth certificate. So one of my tips that I give to all my clients is go ahead and prepare it in a good folder where you can find the documents that the officer might ask at the interview. Of course, there might be more documents that you have not brought with you. And oftentimes what they will do, they will, if they, you don't have the documents with you, they will just issue a what we call request for additional evidence. They will give it to you, say, send us those documents, and then we will finalize your case. So the important thing there is you should not panic at the interview. And at any point in time, you can always ask the officer to stop the interview. And if you have an attorney present with you, let the attorney intervene and stop the interview if you think that the interview is going the wrong way. Having said that, there's no guarantee at the interview that you will not be arrested or something like they will be denying you. And most of the time also, officers are very polite. And in return, you need to be very polite also. If you are rude to the officer, it can really cost you. I've seen it in many, many cases. I've dealt with so many cases so far in immigration. I've seen people that lose their temper there at the immigration. They should not. Remember, immigration is a privilege, not a right. So you are seeking to get admission in this country, you need to be respectful. The officers, sometimes it has happened in the past where the officers rule. Well, we can deal with that, or the lawyer can deal with that later. But at this point in time, you don't want to lose your temper or even hit the officer. Because I've seen that too. People do hit the officer. These are just few tips. And again, I didn't make this video to just go over all the questions that happens in a regular interview for adjustment of status. There can be other adjustments of status, for example, employment-based immigration, where they have issues like AC-21 and other similar issues. You should not be worried if you are well prepared and if you have good attorney by your side. And having said that, again, I'm going to mention the disclaimer. Everything that I told you today is for educational purposes only. If you have any questions about the matter, talk to your attorney or give us a call at our office on 510-742-5887. Or you can check our website on PeerallyLaw.com. PeerallyLaw.com. Thank you very much, and keep checking our videos on YouTube/PeerallyLaw. Thank you.